Hey, John.
Hey, Nick.
I'm a little afraid to cover today's topic. I think we might alienate some people and upset some folks.
Are you being too PC or did you just...
No, I'm worried about this topic because it's very...
Are you like scared to talk about it?
Yes. Or? I'm scared to talk about homeopathy.
Okay, well, you don't have to be so homeophobic.
Stuck the landing! And this is Stranger Still. Welcome
hey, Nick.
To another episode of Stranger Still.
I'm John Vegan.
I'm Nick Wood.
And this is Stranger Still.
Thanks for repeating my every word, John.
You got to drill it into their heads. Make them remember.
It's called marketing and branding. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm with you there.
Very on-brand.
What? Speaking of on-brand, what's this podcast?
Podcast.
That many other people have stolen the slogan for.
It's a podcast where two uniquely white guys discuss a topic.
Yeah. It's never been done before, ever, in the history of ever.
Uh-huh. We answer strange questions you never thought to ask.
Like,
what's medicine?
Yeah, medicine's fake, right?
Yeah.
So let's make up our own medicine called homeopathy. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of things in our repertoire that we've covered, and my coworkers will like unknowingly come up to me and be like, hey, I got a salt lamp and it makes me feel really good. And I'm just like, okay. Or they'll be like, hey, you got a cold. Have you tried like peppermint essential oils? And I'm like, no, I'm good.
Why? Why do these people approach you?
They don't. Like, it's just like in the course of work.
Okay.
Like, they don't know. Like, they might know that I do this podcast, but they don't know that I've covered it. I'm usually really polite to them. Unless it's one of my closer friends and they're trying to get my goat, then I yell at them. But luckily, no one has ever brought up homeopathy to me. And if they did...
You'd kick them in their incisors.
Right in their incisors.
Yeah.
And to me, on a surface level, like, just scratching the surface, homeopathy sounds ridiculous. So I'd probably just laugh at them in the face before I had done my research.
In the face.
Inside of their face.
Mm-hmm.
And like the whole thing is you're diluting onion juice in a bunch of water and you're going to cure my goiter because water memory. And at that point, I guffaw.
Mm-hmm.
It's a real word.
Yeah.
Look it up. So people that buy into homeopathy are almost as fascinating as homeopathy itself. So needless to say, I'm very excited to talk about this and I'm going to get very angry by the end of this show. So stay tuned if you want to see me maybe do a curse.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah, no.
Wow. After the break, Nick's going to do a curse. Better stick around.
Yeah. So if you haven't gathered by now, today we're talking about homeopathy,
mm-hmm.
Or if you didn't read the title. And I feel like some people out there might not know what homeopathy is because it's not one of the more sexy alternative medicines out there like aromatherapy or essential
oils.
Turns
me on, yeah.
Like, you know what I mean. It's one of those that just kind of falls to the wayside. So what is your understanding of homeopathy?
So homeopathy is in the genus of telepathy, where you transmit your health into someone else's brain. Sometimes it's referred to as homeotelepathy,
That's hard to say, so they shortened it down.
Okay, give me an ailment.
Goiter.
Okay, hold on. I'm thinking real hard. I'm practiced.
Yeah. So, hey, real fast. Have you watched the new season of Black Mirror?
Some of it. I saw the Black Museum.
Because that's what that episode is. Did you get through the episode?
Of the Black Museum?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what that episode is. He takes on other people. Like, he feels the pain that other people feel.
I didn't like that part at all.
That part was so... It was written by Penn Jillette.
It was
of
gross.
Penn & Teller. It's wonderful. It is gross, but it's wonderful.
Yeah.
I love that episode. That whole show is great. Go watch Black Mirror.
And Guardians of the Galaxy 2, The Empath.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, where are you going with this? But yeah, I guess that works. The high-level definition of homeopathy is the idea that you can invigorate your body's naturally occurring processes to cure any ailment, anything you can possibly suffer from as small as...
You're not running enough? Like, you have a lack of running in your diet?
Yeah, you have a lack of running. No, it's not like that.
Oh.
It's like... you're not feeling so hot today, or you don't have enough energy all the way up to cancer, because we always got to get to cancer and wean people away from real medicine to take their lives away with this fake medicine. But we'll get there. Hang on. I'm jumping ahead of myself.
Yeah.
Because I'm just really mad at homeopathy. Typically, when you're treating with homeopathy, you can do a few. There's like three different principles that you stick to. There's the law of similars, the law of minimum dose and potency, and the law of individualization. So what that means is like cures like, and you need to massively dilute whatever you're going to use to treat, and each treatment needs to be unique to the patient you're trying to treat.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll come back to these. But first, I think it's important to know where homeopathy came from, because this really helped me understand why this idea has survived for so long, because it is like super stupid. Today, I was telling my coworkers, well... Trust me.
Okay.
I was telling my coworkers, like, surface level, I was like, you dilute the thing, and studies have shown that none of the molecules that you're saying you're treating with are left there. So then people say that there's this thing called water memory, and they're like, okay, you lost me. This is stupid. So you don't have to go very, very deep. And this was a question that came up on our Facebook page as well, is why do people believe in homeopathy? Hopefully this will help discover why it's been around for so long. And I got a lot of this from the Skeptics Dictionary, which we've used in the past.
Yeah.
I said I liked them. They're a little snarky, but they had a really comprehensive history here. So homeopathy comes from the 1800s. And back then, do you know what our main form of medicine was? If you listen to Sawbones, you probably know this.
Our main form of medicine was...
It's based on the idea of four...
The things that you have in you, the black tar and the
yes,
stuff.
Yes, four humors.
Yeah.
And not like haha humors, like...
Yeah, like dark humor... Black humor.
Yeah.
Is
that all you got?
Black and dark humor are the same
dry
thing.
Dry humor.
Yeah.
Slapstick humor.
Humor bone.
The funny bone? That's a stretch.
The humor.
Which is British. Oh, gotcha. No, the four humors was the idea of yellow and black bile, phlegm, and blood. And if you were sick, it meant one of your humors was out of balance, which either meant it was overpowering the other humors or the other humors were overpowering it. And as a result, you would need to, like, let out some blood. If you've heard of bloodletting, to balance your blood humor, or induce vomiting to help your yellow bile or whatever.
Go for a stroll around town loogie hawking.
Yeah. It's disgusting. But we know all of this is bunk. We don't have four humors within our body. And this dude at the time in the 1800s came along. His name was Christian Frederick Hahnemann. Probably saying that wrong, but I don't like this guy because he's killed a lot of people. He came along and said, four humors is stupid. And to that end, he was correct. And that's pretty much where his correctness stops. He also came up with the idea that the symptoms we suffer when we're sick is a result of our body fighting back. And to some degree, that's true. Like when our body, like when we vomit, that's because there's something in our stomach our body doesn't like it, so we're trying to get it out.
Or when you get a fever.
Yeah, when you get a fever, that's your body trying to heat up to kill the bacteria or whatever's causing your illness. Other times, it's not the case. Like when you have a sore throat, that's because a virus has come in and killed off a bunch of cells in your throat, and that's the pain you're experiencing.
Yeah.
So he took that idea that our body is curing itself and said we need to help our body's processes to cure our ailments.
Yeah, so he's a big dumb idiot.
He's a big dumb idiot.
Who was onto something and then ruined it.
Yeah.
He dropped the ball.
Yeah.
He's like, immune system is a thing.
But he didn't know what it was.
Yeah.
Like, if he knew what it was, maybe he would have gone in a correct direction. But he is a big dumb idiot and went with homeopathy instead.
Okay.
Homeopathy's been around for 200 years at this point, and he came up with those laws that I mentioned before, and mostly just the law of similars and minimum dose.
Now, if we break the word down...
Homeopathy?
Homogeneous? Is it, like, the treatment of people exclusively?
No, let me see if I have it in my notes.
Or Homo sapien and...
Homeo is like Latin for similar, like homonym.
Yeah.
Like that sort of thing. So it's similar, and then pathic is pain. So similar pain, that's where you get the law of like treats like.
Cool.
That's where it gets its name. And when I say law, similars are like cures like, what the hell does that mean?
You mean loose rule.
Yeah, it's a guideline. as you'll see, it is kind of a loose guideline. At a basic level, that means like if you're having sneezing fits, you're going to treat your sneezing by using something that makes you sneeze. So like pepper makes you sneeze. So then you're going to take pepper and use that to cure your sneezing. Or give me an ailment off the wall.
Off the wall? My elbow hurts.
Your elbow hurts. So
you got to get an elbow flower.
Well, that's a little too specific. You'd want to say what causes pain. pain. Well, chili peppers or habaneros cause pain, so I'm going to use a habanero as treatment.
Okay.
Something like that.
I can't stop shivering.
I can't stop shivering. What makes you cold?
Yeah.
Ice. I'm going to use ice to cure me. The thought process doesn't go much deeper than that.
Yeah. One part water, one part ice.
Yep. Well, that's where the second law comes in. You joke, but that's where the second law comes in, the law of minimum dose and maximum potency. The idea, and this is where it gets really stupid, is that the smaller your dose, the more effective the treatment is. So what you do...
Like LaCroix.
Like, what do you mean?
LaCroix, I saw a tweet once that it's kind of like drinking carbonated water while someone yells the name of a specific fruit really loud in the other room.
It's not wrong. it's like that. So with like our pepper example, you'll put it in water, like one part's pepper, one part water, and then you'll dilute it heavily to the point where it's like one part pepper, 10 parts water, but usually it's something like one part's pepper, 500 parts water, or 1,000 parts water. And they have a scale that goes all the way up to 10 with 400 zeros after it parts of water.
Yeah, which is the exact recipe of LaCroix. Again,
someone is kind of like shouting grapefruit.
Yeah, it's carbonated water that remembers what grapefruits taste like.
Yeah, it has water memory. We'll come back to water memory. But if you're buying homeopathic medicines in stores, it will tell you on the box how diluted it is. And if you want...
And it's stronger the weaker it is.
Right, that's the thing. What you want is the really diluted stuff.
Yeah.
And that's supposedly the most powerful. So basically, they're literally just selling you pills or topical ointments of water.
Cool.
Ta-da! That's probably going to cure you. And that's basically homeopathy.
But hold on a sec.
Yeah.
What if I'm really dehydrated? You know?
Like cures like. What makes you dehydrated? Sand. So you're going to take sand.
Uh-huh.
You're going to put one part sand, 1,000 parts water. Drink that. Cures your thirst.
Okay. Well, yeah. Probably.
The other law of individuality is just, it's not very important. It kind of, to me, sounds like homeopaths, which are the homeopathic quote-unquote doctors.
Yeah.
We would never in a million years call them doctors, but there's no better name for them.
They
practitioner, maybe.
Homeocidal.
Homeocidals.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like that better. I feel like it's their way of being like, oh, well, that didn't work for you because I didn't individualize it enough, so let's try this other treatment. Or you got to come to me. You can't treat yourself on the internet because it has to be individual to you.
Oh, okay. Well,
they're a bunch of scam artists. So that's basically homeopathy. It feels like I'm missing something, but it's really that simple. That's homeopathy. You take a substance, you dilute it down, and it's supposedly just as effective as modern medicine. So the idea is you go to a store, you buy a homeopathic remedy for headaches, and you take as many pills of this homeopathic medicine as you would, say, ibuprofen. And the medicine is actually regulated by the FDA, just like regular medicine is, and can be found in pretty much any pharmacy. And if you want to treat yourself, you can Google it. You can just be like, I have athlete's foot. So type in athlete's foot homeopathic remedy into Google and you'll have a solution for you.
Put someone's foot in a water.
What gives you athlete's foot? Showering with gross men at the gym.
Mm-hmm.
Take that gross water they're showering in and toss that back.
Yeah, dilute it.
What really helped this sink in for me, how ridiculous it is the different types of treatments they might prescribe to you. So I wanted to go over these, and I got a lot of these from homeopathic.com. This is their list of the 10 most common treatments, and I figured we could bring back the games we used to play.
Okay, yeah.
So I want to, if you're interested, I want to say what the treatment is, and then you're going to tell me what it cures.
Okay.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
We might not go through all these. Some of them are more interesting than others. The first one I have here is onion.
Oh, yes.
What do you think that cures?
Well, red onion cells.
Yeah.
When you have a lack of them.
Oh, no, it cures...
Your spiciness level?
Yeah. You're not a spicy boy.
Yeah.
It cures common colds and fevers.
Okay.
That's the kind of world we're in right now, okay? So you gotta think like that. How about the mountain daisy?
Hmm. When you're a little flabby in the belly, you need some rock hard abs.
Nope. It will help you with pain reduction, shock and trauma, and speed the healing process. I'm going to skip around here. How about chamomile? This one's easy.
Sleep.
Yep. Sleep. And for teething babies, calming them down. There's also, let's see, phosphate of magnesia.
When you're not magnetic enough.
No, you're close.
Phosphate.
Draw the connections. Phosphate. Use your red string push pins.
Of magnesia. Yeah. It's all there.
You need those newspaper clippings.
Yeah.
It's for menstrual cramps. Help you with your menstrual cramps.
Okay.
So it's like the equivalent of Midol. What about the St. Ignatius bean?
When you're not feeling holy enough.
Well, what do you feel when you're not feeling holy enough?
Full?
Maybe you're a little down in the dumps.
Oh, yeah. Depression.
Yeah, I love you. So I bring this one up because I love the first quote on their website. It says, "One day this remedy will be used by the majority of psychiatrists."
Huh.
I highly doubt that because it's placebo and it helps you with depression, anxiety, and grieving. What about the windflower?
Oh, this is a really easy one. This is like when you're going to fly your kites.
Yeah.
And you're down in the dumps because there's no wind.
No. Here's the direct quote from the website.
Hold on a sec.
Yeah.
What are these like, is this Lord of the Rings? What are these fake plants that you're
I don't know, I've never heard
the
of
The windflower?
It's in Legend of Zelda.
Yeah.
It helps you build
Gather
your shield.
Gather five of them and cook them.
So this medicine, the direct quote is, "This medicine is not indicated for a specific disease, but for a specific pattern of physical symptoms and psychological characteristics." So it's a cure-all.
Oh, good.
Yay. And cure-alls.
Cure nothing. Sawbones.com.
Right. And then the last one I have here is poison ivy.
Rashes?
Nope.
Bumps? Itchiness. Too itchy.
Sprains.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And the flu and arthritis. Arthritis comes up a lot. It's all bunk anyway. It doesn't matter. You can just say anything. All those answers you said are right because it doesn't matter. Now, if you're looking to treat yourself using homeopathy, it's either going to be really cheap or very expensive. So a quick Google search will show you can get 60 tablets of what's basically Mucinex. It's supposed to be Mucinex for $12. And I did the math on that. That much Mucinex would cost you around $24 more than that. And you also have to be ID'd to buy Mucinex. You don't have to be ID'd to get fake homeopathic medicine. But then there's an appealing cost benefit that right there that'll draw people in.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a third of the price.
But hold on.
Yeah.
Is it organic?
It'll say on the bottle, I'm sure.
Well, I think that's probably a buzzword that's going to get you. And then
of course.
The fact that it'll say all natural somewhere.
Yeah. So then there's a bunch of 2-ounce bottles. So if you want to do this at home and dilute it yourself and get whatever potency you want, you can do that. It's got little like eyedroppers on it. They're between $30 and $50 most of the time for 2 ounces, which is just ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's like when you go to Walmart and it says how much it costs per ounce. You would go to the store and say $25 per ounce.
Gross.
How about no?
From where? These are just like Amazon.
This was just
shops and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, yeah. So if you haven't gathered by now, this is all bunk. And I'm 100% confident in saying that. Whereas with like essential oils, there was some truth to it, which I was shocked by. What was the other one that I was like, what the heck is going on here?
Not salt lamps.
That well, was, salt lamps was like 95% bunk.
Huh. That makes me happy to see this glowy rock.
There's no reservations on that here. There's been a slew of studies that show that it's just as effective as placebo. And all the websites out there, like homeopathic.com, are like, oh, people say it's placebo effect. All of the skeptics say it's placebo effect. No, no, no. Science says that it's placebo effect.
Yeah.
There's been plenty of studies trying to prove that homeopathic remedies work. And that's the interesting thing with stuff like essential oils and salt lamps and cleanses and all that. Those are all really new, so there's not a lot of science on it.
Yeah.
So I don't feel 100% confident saying this doesn't work because it's only been around for 50 years. This has been around for 200 years and people have been trying to prove that it works and no one's been able to.
But we have a mainly political,
uh-huh.
but now social anti-science movement.
Yeah.
And
which is only making things worse.
Right.
And it's like, it comes back to the whole, just everyone loves to be ignorant about this stuff. And we're going to get into why that shouldn't be. I got 2 pages worth of this stuff is stupid and dangerous.
Yeah. And so, let me just say real quick, like,
yeah,
I think where that comes from is you can't trust everything you read.
Yeah.
So let me trust what my friend's friend thought on Facebook.
This person trying to make a buck is telling me.
Yeah.
So there was a couple studies done saying that homeopathy works, but then it came around they couldn't replicate the results or the methodology was questionable. There's also a meta-analysis done recently of a bunch of studies, so a study of studies, and it came back saying the results were remarkably consistent and found no evidence that homeopathic remedies work any better than placebo.
Cool.
Done. So the biggest reason that it still prevails today is placebo, and close in hand is confirmation bias. So you say, hey, that worked for me. It's going to work next time. And then if it doesn't work, you just forget. And then it works again. And you're like, see, ha, it worked. It worked this time. I swear.
Yeah.
That's just confirmation bias. Same reason that Murphy's Law works is you only notice the times when things go bad. You don't notice the times you don't fall down walking on the sidewalk.
Yeah, I was dehydrated. I had 0.00001% windflower.
Uh-huh.
And then I put that in 2 gallons of water,
uh-huh.
And the windflower made me not dehydrated when I drank those 2 gallons of water.
Yeah, it's good stuff. The Skeptics Dictionary also pointed out that you can stress yourself sick, and if you go to a homeopathic person, practitioner, what did we call them before?
Homeocidal.
Homeocidal. They might have a calming presence, or you might think that the medicine helps you take a step back and helps you calm down. That might cure some illnesses right there in of itself. Then there's people that like Oh No, Ross and Carrie, one of my favorite podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
They practice like homeopathy to see if it works in practice. They don't really give you the science so much. That's podcasts like ours' job. But what they do is they will quote unquote overdose on homeopathic pills. So what they'll do is they'll go out and buy a whole bottle of like headache medicine or Mucinex or Dayquil or whatever, and just take the whole bottle.
Yeah.
And if the claims of this medicine are true, that they're just as effective as modern medicine, you should die or at least end up in the hospital from taking a whole bottle of Dayquil. But 100% of the time, nothing happens and they're not cured of anything either.
Yeah.
We're not gonna do that on this show, but it's an interesting exercise.
Yeah.
The other obvious argument is that you're diluting the water, and studies have literally shown that not even a particle of what you put in there to begin with is there anymore. And that's when you get to when homeopaths will say it retains water memory. And I can't even begin to explain how stupid that is. Like, first of all water molecules are made of atoms. They don't have like a nucleus or anything resembling something that could retain information. Atoms, like, maybe
I
when
think
you
the
get
problem,
to a quantum level.
I think the problem is probably like mostly your closed-mindedness to not realize that.
Oh, it's me.
Water can't communicate,
right?
But it does think. Like, hey, remember when we were dinosaur pee?
Well, that's what I was going to bring up. Like, if it were true that I breathe pickle juice on it and it cures my goiter, then it also remembers all the dinosaur poop it's come into contact and all the fish pee that it interacts with.
Yeah.
It's been there for millions of years. So by their logic, I could just drink tap water and be cured of everything.
And you also just drank all your ancestors.
Yeah.
If our body's made out of water.
Yeah.
It's gross. A cannibal.
A bunch of idiots. Water memory. It just pisses me off.
Yeah. But let's just take a break real quick for our sponsor.
Yeah.
It's Water Memory Mattresses.
It remembers all the sins you've done.
Yep. Don't you? Yeah.
So the other reason I think that this topic is important to cover is because of how dangerous it is. And you'll hear anytime like Sawbones covers a topic of alternative medicine or Penn and Teller's BS covers a topic like this, they'll always say you're substituting it for modern medicine, which is always an inherent danger. So like, why get chemo when you can drink a water filled with
red onion chemo juice?
Right. Like, it's dangerous just in that regard. And it's stupid and irresponsible to do that. Parents have done it to their kids and they've gone to jail for neglect, and rightfully so. But there's other reasons it's dangerous. And this is where I got really pissed off at homeopathy.
Yeah.
You ready?
I'm ready.
I texted this to you last night and you're trying to make jokes and I was like, no, I'm actually pissed off.
In my defense,
yeah,
I was texting about something totally different. We're having two conversations at once.
Yeah.
Because then once you texted me this stat, I was like, oh, well, this is going to be a really heated episode.
Yeah. Well, luckily I got to this at the end of my research. So like I could actually do all the other research. Otherwise this episode would have just been me yelling about homeopathy the whole time.
Yeah.
The other thing too is like for overdosers like Ono, Ross, and Carrie, whatever, it's safe for them because it's literally just water. It's not doing anything bad. It's just not, it's not dangerous in that sense. I did come across a website called whattstheharm.net. It's one of my new favorite websites, except they don't source as much as I would like them to. They reported that thanks to homeopathy, 368,379 people have been killed, 306,096 people have been injured thanks to homeopathy, and over almost $3 billion in economic damages have been done thanks to homeopathic remedy. I'm not sure their source on that, but they're very specific numbers, so I'm sure they're right.
I'm going to check it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So go look at that site. It's basically what we're saying.
Yeah. It's a cool website. There's a couple stories on their website that just tore at my heartstrings. There's a ton. I think they have like 400 stories listed on there.
So I'm thinking they're probably sourced from like death reports and stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, their stories were linked to other articles.
Like this person was sick of a really common cold,
mm-hmm.
and they did not seek treatment by their parents,
yep.
because they went with homeopath.
Yes. So I've got two examples that I pulled from their website. The top one on their website was an old lady. Actually, she wasn't that old. I think she was 55. She died from an asthma attack because a homeopath told her to ditch her inhaler.
Okay.
Good job. Hope you feel good about your life and you sleep well at night, you jerk. And then there was a six-month-old that had a rare but treatable disorder, and his parents decided to go with homeopathy and he died. Good job. You deserve to be in jail. Bunch of scam artists killing kids.
But yeah, so the scam artists deserve to be in jail. The poor parents were ignorant, and they decided, you know what, I don't want to put chemicals in my baby because they were tricked.
Yeah, why would I go with modern medicine that's we've worked on for 6,000 years to develop so we could live past the age of 30 when I could just drink some water?
Yeah.
You're an idiot. There's no other word for it. You're being stupid, and you deserve to be in jail.
Okay.
So it can also go the opposite direction. This is where I got super pissed off. A lot of times the ingredients will not be as diluted as they claim because they're just like, ah, sure, whatever. Just mix it with some water.
Yeah, blah, blah, some blah. Little arsenic juice. And
you're not far off. You've heard of Deadly Nightshade.
Oh, yeah.
There's a company called Highland. They were making baby teething tablets and like oral topical gels that you put on their gums to help soothe their teething. And if you don't know what that is, because you're not a parent, it's where their teeth are coming in. It's very painful for them.
I have teeth, Nick. Yeah. I used to be a baby.
You remember that?
Well, if I have some memory, homeopathic remedy, I probably could.
It'll help your memory, yeah. Well, their teething cures, their homeopathic teething remedies, had varying amounts of belladonna, also known as a deadly nightshade.
Yeah.
Sometimes the amounts were just right to send babies into seizures, stop their breathing, or lose consciousness. And over a 10-year period, 370 infants died as a result of their products.
Okay. So I just made this teething ring.
Yeah.
I genuinely believe
mm-hmm.
that this is going to cure someone.
Yeah.
The first baby dies.
Yeah.
Why don't I stop?
Money.
Yeah. So that goes on for 10 years.
It goes on for 10 years and the FDA finally steps in and they're like, oh, hey, you don't have the right amount of deadly nightshade in your teething remedy.
Yeah.
Take it off the market.
Food and Dumb Administration.
The thing that really pisses me off is that this company is still in business today. And if you want, you can get their tablets on the internet that still have the varying degrees of deadly nightshade in them.
Okay.
Or, here's a thought. Here's just a wild thought out of left field. You could seek out safe, clinically trialed modern medicine. I know, it's weird.
Yeah.
It's a weird thing to say, but I'd rather keep my daughter alive.
How about instead of using this diluted fake water and then actually adding deadly chemicals to it, use real water, freeze it, teething ring, you know? It's disgusting.
Yes.
That people get away with this.
Like, go to Toys R Us, spend $5 on those freezable teething toys, like you said, and be done with it. Don't kill your child over it.
Mm.
How stupid can you be? I want everything for, like, I can't imagine what position these people are in where they don't want the best for their children. I can't think of a day where I'm not like, I want to go out and spend all the money I have on my daughter, but I can't because I need money. But like, She's everything.
So do you think you're more upset with the company, or you're equally upset with the people that believe it for being ignorant?
Yes, because you're like I said, you're ignoring 6,000 years of developing ways to keep us alive because some dude down the block that wants to make a quick buck said, no. This is like a third of the price. It does nothing for you, but you should take it, and it makes you feel better because it's placebo.
It's natural, though.
It's natural. Just because something is synthetic doesn't mean it's bad. Like, synthetic wood to make my deck boards is awesome because it takes recycled cardboard boxes and doesn't destroy rainforests. It's not bad.
We should start the It Used to Be Natural movement.
Yeah.
This NyQuil is made of 100% used to be natural ingredients. Mixed together carefully.
Yeah. Hashtag it used to be natural.
Yeah.
All right, let's get that on a shirt. So I have no reservation saying people that believe in homeopathy are stupid, especially when, according to that stat, 100,000 people have died because of it.
Yeah.
And one company killed almost 400 babies.
And it's like on paper.
Yeah.
And they're still around.
Yeah.
And they probably used all the money that they sold off this to pay off their lawsuits.
Yeah. Pisses me off. I'm not happy about homeopathy. So if anyone ever talks to me about homeopathy, I will not be polite.
Yeah.
And I will slap them across the face and kick them in the incisors.
And it's kind of a bummer that we have to use them as our sponsor right now for this ad break.
So yeah, hang on.
What's their website?
Highland.com. Use promo code. No. Yeah. Sorry, I got real pissed off researching this.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
But I'm glad we covered it, because this is something I didn't know a whole lot about. I knew of it because of, like, Ono, Ross, and Kerry covered it, but I didn't know how bunk it was until I dove into this, and it's stupid and 100% false.
Yeah.
Nothing backing it up.
So you've got your I believe in science rage on top of the dad rage now.
Yeah. Like, I don't feel like I'd feel as, like, I can say for certain I wouldn't have felt this kind of rage if I didn't have Rory, but, like, how can you not love your kids that much that you're just like, modern medicine, water?
Well, hey, I'm sure I could equally get upset with, I'm sure there's homeopathic remedies for dogs.
Oh, absolutely. I'm going to Google it right now. You say something, I'm going to Google it.
Dog arthritis. Dogthritis.
Oh, I just meant like, just vamp for a little bit.
Oh, okay. Hi, guys. This is John. Nick's just going to take a little break over here, and I'm going to give you a little homeopathic remedy.
Oh, yeah, you know Chewy.com? They're always advertising on television.
I do like Chewy.com.
They sell homeopathic remedies for
animals. That's bad. They do sell good stuff, too.
So, I mean, that was the first thing that came up.
Gross.
Sorry.
Homeopath
I'm sorry.
To death.
Yep. Should we take a break?
Yeah.
I need to chill out.
You should actually try this ice water.
Hey, John, where can people find us?
You can go to where you found us this time.
Yep. And subscribe or whatever.
Yep. You can go to strangerstillshow.com.
And you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/group/strangerstill.
What was that?
I don't remember.
I think you said facebook.com/group/strangerstill.
Yes, that was the one. Where you can interact with us and vote on the next week's topics. This one, usually I'll put up a poll and I'll put up like 3 suggestions. This is the first week where it was a listener suggestion that got top billing. And then we have next week's decided because I'm going to be out of town. And that was provided and decided on by listeners as well.
Yep.
So stay tuned for the Denver International Airport, which I will be flying through, actually.
That was actually Desiree that got excited and submitted that.
Yeah. So on my flight back from Seattle, I'll be going through I'll be through Denver. So that'll be really exciting.
Yeah. Take a bunch of pictures and stuff.
I'd get to do all my research beforehand.
Maybe camp out and we could do the episode while you're there.
Yeah. Sometimes we'll ask you guys questions, but before we do that, John, we have a new review on iTunes.
Jesus, Christopher Christ.
We like to read these just to say thank you to you guys. This one came from Ryan Bizio. It's titled Great Show. You want to guess how many stars he gave us?
I'm going to say 5.
Yep, 5. Hey, we're still on that winning streak. 41-5.
He's given us the Bizio-ness.
That's a good one. I'm sure he's never heard that before.
Unsubscribed.
He said, Nick and John have great chemistry behind the mic and in person. Show content.
How does he know that?
I mean, we've done videos and stuff. Show content is topical and ties in with ever evolving landscape of pop culture and public concern with a wonderful blend of humor and facts. This is an enjoyable listen that keeps me interested in the subjects long after the mics are off. Hey, thank you.
Look at that.
Thanks, guys, but mostly thank you, Ryan. That's super nice words.
Super sweet. He did get the recipe, right? It's one part humor, one part facts, and whole chia seeds.
Is that a homeopathic remedy?
Mm.
So we got some Facebook questions, and I guess just a comment here from Justin Vignola of Comrade Radio fame. He said, not a question, but I cannot understand how anyone believes in the dilution principle in homeopathy. Something being more diluted means there's less stuff in it, and of course less stuff means less potency. Imagine making tea, put one tea bag in a normal mug of water, put one tea bag in a giant sauce pot of water. The former will taste like tea with full flavor, the latter will be more dilute, and it will probably taste almost like just normal water. For tea, less tea means less potency. This analogy translates to everything, especially medicine.
Yeah.
Which is why, like, when I had an ear infection, they gave me an 800 milligram, it was literally, I think it was like 850, but 800 milligram antibiotic.
Yeah.
Because that's more potent, you idiots.
Yeah. I remember they gave you a hammer and chisel to break down pieces so you can swallow them.
Yeah, it was off of this Himalayan salt lamp. Jason Lee wanted
Could we also credit, Justin did say, don't be so homeopathic.
Yeah.
Homeophobic.
He beat you to your opening joke.
Yeah, which just inspired.
Yeah. Jason Lee wanted to know if there's a governing body for the practitioners. I don't believe for the practitioners there is, but the FDA regulates the medicine itself. Not that that does much.
Okay, but if you want to have nothing help you, meditate.
Yeah.
Don't do homeopathic remedies.
Yeah, just meditate. It's probably more effective.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Which we should do an episode on meditation.
Oh, that we'll put that on our poll for next time. Don't let me forget. And then you also want to know if there's any health risks aside from practitioners advise using homeopathy instead of conventional medicine. I feel like I covered that really well.
Yeah, I think you got that done.
Yeah, just the imbalance of dilution. Sometimes they put dangerous stuff in there. Like if you have some of it's topical ointments, some of it's pills, some of it's water, some of it's drops. But if you're putting poison ivy in something and you're swallowing that or putting it on your skin, we all know what poison ivy does on the outside of your skin. Just imagine what it does on the inside. it's dangerous in that sense.
Yeah. But then that's by saying, no, it's not dangerous. There's not that much in it.
Yeah.
That also diffuses their own argument.
Yeah.
That works.
No, it's fine. It's got water memory. Oh, it remembers being poison ivy. Okay, got it. Yeah. Homeopathy. It's the subject that I didn't know that I was going to get heated about. Like, I figured I was going to get super pissed off about PETA. I got marginally pissed off, but I was able to keep it relatively under control.
Pretty mad.
Yeah, you got pretty heated. But, like, going into this, I was like, oh, this will be an easy one to research. There's a bunch of resources out there calling it bunk and a bunch of idiots thinking it's real.
300 babies died. Okay.
Yeah. And then, like I said, though, luckily that was at the end of my research. Otherwise, the narrative of all of my research would have changed really quickly.
Yeah.
I did spend a lot of time trying to figure out how many people died, and the best stat came from whatstheharm.net. So
if you're still listening, appreciate you.
Thank you.
And also, I understand that most of our audience, well, I'm going to say all of you, are smart people.
Yeah. And I assume if you're listening to this, you're pretty skeptical already.
You're seeking answers. Mm-hmm. But if you've got some dumb idiot in your life,
like,
maybe send them a link.
Yeah. Like, I would be, this maybe not might not be the right episode for it because I called them idiots a bunch at the beginning.
Sure.
But like, if you, I do this a lot where people come up to me and they're like, what do you think about, or you should try aromatherapy.
Oh, wait. If you say, go on.
Well, like, they'll come up to me and say, you're sick, you should try peppermint essential oils. I politely decline. This is one of the subjects I would never do that for, because there's no harm in essential oils. Like, sure, you might think they never make claims that you're going to cure cancer. They might say, I'm going to cure your goiter, but I'm not going to cure your cancer. Whereas this, it's like, oh, yeah, we'll cure everything. Yeah. Come on over here. We're going to kill you in 6 months, but we'll make you feel like we're doing something in the meantime.
Yeah. And then that's where you shut them down with, like, a nice little compliment sandwich,
mm-hmm.
like you do in business. Like, yeah. I love you very much. You're very sweet. You're the dumbest, stupidest idiot I've ever met in my life. But I like you.
Yeah, what, you gotta follow it up with something. Man. Sorry, people. But yeah, don't stay silent about stuff like this. I don't think there's many other things we've covered like this where it's like actually dangerous, but whatever. Join us next week. We'll talk about the Denver airport.
Yeah.
I'm still Nick.
I'm used to be John. Still John.
Yeah.
And this is Stranger Still.